The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
A Giant Communications connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Well, good evening and welcome to Eskridge, Kansas. With Joseph producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom comes with you courtside as it is the Mission Valley Class 2A Sub-State Championship game as the Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens up against the Lady Dogs of Rossville High School. Hello again, everybody. Great to have you along with us. We're going to start right off by reminding you that this game is being brought to you by this station. It's advertising and the High School of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Couple of teams coming together that never really get to see one another. Different parts of the state, different conferences, different opponents, but it's all coming down to see who goes to the state tournament. And as the ball goes up the tip of the way, it'll be controlled down by Rossville. We are underway. Morehill Mount Academy coming into the game at 18-7, the number 4 seed. Rossville at 13-10, the number 9 seed, but they bumped off number 1 on their way to this championship game here tonight. Rossville pulls up, 12-foot jump shot, up the mark, no good. Rebounding it down, here comes Marhill Mount Academy with their first possession of the contest. Out on top, it's got to be Hannah Cody. Capri Kettner's out there with Lucy Bradfield, Megan Huntley, and Caitlin Folsom, the starting five for the Lady Ravens and head coach Luke Noel. MHMA will work the perimeter around to the left side. Caitlin Folsom dribbling the ball. She'll back away. Start driving to the left. Lob it out on top to Capri. Pulls it between the circles. Cradling it in her left arm. Directing traffic with her right. Comes it back over to the left side. It's going to be Granfield out on top to Cody. There is no shot clock. And MHMA is going to travel with the basketball. Shot clocks are on and up. But they are not being used here tonight. I visited with the authorities here before the game, and that was certainly the case in the first game here tonight. Valley Heights defeating Linden to win that half of the sub-state, so they're off to state, and the winner of this will move on to state tournament play next. And here's a shot that's going to be deflected. Knocked out of bounds, back it will come to the Dogs of Rossville. We're scoreless over a minute into the game. Rossville in the home white with red and black. MHMA in the black uniforms with gold. Lady Ravens back on defense, settling into little player D. The long cross-court pass is going to hit the backboard. A bad cross-court pass at the baseline, and here come the Lady Ravens. Capri Kettner will dribble it up the floor. She just walks it very slowly, gets it across midcourt, slows it down. Jumps it over to the right side, gets it there to Megan Hunley. Megan looks into the middle, kicks it top of the key. Taken there by Hannah Cody. She'll jump it over to the left side. Lucy Bradfield with it. Back out on top to Capri. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Baseline shot. Huntley is up and good. Megan Huntley with the first bucket of the game, and MHMA has broken out on top 2-0. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Rossville with a basketball. They'll feed it across to the baseline to the pass. It's going to be stolen by the Lady Ravens. Rossville with two bad passes across the lane in consecutive possessions have given the ball back to MHMA with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading it 2-0 in the early, early going. Driving into the lane is going to be Huntley. She'll throw it out on top and checking it down, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Lucy could not get up to it in time. It'll be Dogs basketball. Both coaches on their feet. Both coaches very animated here in the early going. Luke Knoll for Morehill Mount Academy and Derek Dick for Rossville. Here come the Dogs. Thompson with it. The drive into the lane. The running shot is going to be up and up. They're going to be good. Noah Burdick will have the first score for Rossville, and we are tied at 2. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. High school girls basketball, it is the sub-state championship. Here on Care Radio this evening, so glad to have you with us. Driving down the right side, Capri, into the corner. The shot for Cody for 3, no. And crashing in over the top, looking for the rebound. We're going to have a Raven foul. I suspect it will be Capri. It is. Capri can't still pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ballgame on either team. And you can see already pretty much the officials doing like championship game officials do. Let the teams play a little bit. It's a little more latitude. They give them a little more rope. Here's a feed over to the left corners. Rossville is back on offense. They'll dribble it out on top. The name you hear from Rossville, handing the ball over to the right side. That's going to be Riley Dick. Here's a baseline shot. Up, no good. Offensive board. Horse back up. No one to Raven foul. Fritos coming up for Rossville. This foul is on Hannah Cody. It'll be her first. Number 2 for the Lady Ravens. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the free throw line, Nora Burdick. She'll put this one on its way and in. And she has all 3 Rossville points now. And for the first time in the game, the Lady Dogs are out in front. Morehill Mount Academy going to make a duel of substitutions as Huntley and Bradfield come out of the game. Second free throw is up and also good. In for the Lady Ravens, you're going to get Audrey Hill and Phoebe Keckner. No pressure by Rossville on the inbound. They're going to pick it up just above the top of the key. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Very low scoring at 4-2 Rossville. Audrey has it on the right elbow. Dribbles it a couple times. Kicks it over to the right side. Caitlin pulls him deep in the corner. Lodges it all the way across. Cody nearly has it taken away, but able to recover it. Starts down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it back. Here's a running bow shot. Up a good. It's a 2 for Phoebe. So Phoebe Keckner knocking down a big bucket. It is a 4-4 ball game. And 4:11 to go in the opening quarter. And MHMA is going to come up with a turnover. Here comes Capri. She will drive. Go to the right side. Put up a right-handed shot that misses. And a rebound is on the floor. It's going to be taken away by Rossville. They're going to keep it alive, and here comes Riley Dick, racing up the court with a basketball, taking it down the right side. Phoebe steps in front of her. Riley's going to slow up her dribble and back it away and let the Rossville offense run. 3:49 to go in the opening quarter. She'll dump it over to the left elbow. MHMA in his zone. Baseline 3. Shot is up and short. And a rebound cleared away by Hannah Cody. Hannah starts to bring it up the floor. Pulls up her dribble. Launches it over to Capri, who will handle the ball. And Capri has moved to the 1 in this on this team. She brings it up the floor. She handles it. The offense running through her. Now the pass in the middle floor. Capri is batted away and saved and down to the baseline. It's loose on the floor. And Audrey Hill tries to catch it. It's still loose on the floor. And finally going to go out of bounds to Rossville. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. Dogs are going to have it in play in front of the scorer's table. And by the way, geographically, I am at the top of the stands directly behind the scorer's table. Really good vantage point from which to enjoy the ballgame here this evening. It's a 4-4 game. Rossville and Morehill Mount Academy, girls high school basketball. Riley Dick will take it on the left side. Running baseline, jump shot, left side, up no good. Rebound taken away by Phoebe. The defense still swarms her. She'll get it away. Here comes Capri. Looks over her shoulder, making sure there's not a defender chasing her up the court. will work her way over to the right side, goes all the way to the block for the dribble, pulls it up, comes out on top to Caitlin. Folsom goes in, two or three steps, and shot rejected out of bounds. Folsom has her shot blocked from behind by Nora Burdick. It's going to be thrown out at the baseline, and Muhammad Academy is going to make another substitution. Checking into the game now is going to be the senior, Ann Liu. So Ann Liu comes in. It'll come in, Capri. She'll go right side, run, shoot, miss, rebound, pulled down by Dick. Here comes Rossville, and they're going to say she double dribbles the basketball and a turnover by the Dogs. 2:41 to go in a really low scoring opening quarter. You can tell these two teams very nervous, very tight. They're not playing transition ball. They're playing very close to the vest. Here's a feed in the middle to Andre. She'll shoot it for Hill for two. Ravens go back in front. It is 6-4 MHMA. 2.5 to go in the first. Rob all the way across the court. Rossville comes out on top to Riley. Lady Ravens have done a great job of keeping her in check. Now she'll start into the lane. There's contact, and we will have a foul, which Lady Raven commits it. It is going to be the second foul on Capri Kechner. Lady Ravens' leading scorer in trouble with two opening quarter fouls. And is she still going to stay in the game? She is. So they're going to keep Kechner in the game with 2:18 to go in the opening quarter with a couple of fouls. MHMA, three team fouls, none yet by Rossville. Dogs will bring it in. Riley goes three, misses. Rebound, Capri. She'll clear down the basketball and walk it up the floor, bringing it up in front of a backpedaling defender. I suspect Capri coming out of the game shortly. Megan Huntley is reported into the scorer's table. Audrey Hill takes a spill to the floor. Seems to be okay. Jumps back to her feet. And Caitlin will turn and shoot and miss. And on the rebound, defender reaches in to grab the ball, and we're going to get a foul on Rossville. Official from the top is going to make the call. The whistle is going to be on Riley Dick. It'll be her first. And who is going to come out? And will it be Capri? No, it's going to be Audrey. So Hill out of the game, and back in comes Megan Huntley. Capri and Phoebe, Caitlin, Megan, and Ann are the Raven five. Here's a running shot. Kechner, nope, gets her on rebound. And Bunny missed it. Rebound tipped out on top. Rossville basketball. Neither team shooting well. The upcourt pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Ann Liu. And now we'll get Hannah Cody into the game. And Capri comes out. She protests and is not happy about checking out of the game with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. It is 6-4 MHMA. Rossville with the basketball. The feed into the free throw line, the jump to the block, the shot goes up, they're going to get a foul on Folsom. Caitlin protests, showing the official she was standing vertically with her hands extended, but it will be Caitlin's first foul. Lady Raven team foul four. Coming to the free throw line for Rossville, looking for her first point of the game is the team's leading scorer, Riley Dick. Right-handed free throw, got it. For Rossville, three of their 5 points have come at the free throw line. Riley now looking to tie this thing up with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Three dribbles, now four. Eyes it, shoots it, rims it out, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Ann Liu. Here comes MHMA. The upcourt pass stolen by Dick. Here comes Rossville. They trail by one. Riley first to the right, now to the left. Covered up by Candace Cody. The feed will go to the baseline left. The drive into the lane comes back out on top to Riley. She'll accelerate, goes to the block, feeds into the lane. Burdick jumps it off underneath. The baseline shot, it's up, it's good. Give Burdick the assist. Give the bucket to Miller. And it is now 7-6. Rossville. We're 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Huntley will take it. We'll drive into the lane, lob it out on top. Going to be mishandled for a moment, but rescued by Phoebe. Feeds underneath to Caitlin. She'll fall away, shoot across the rim. No good. Rebound Rossville. Here comes Riley. She'll run into the forecourt. Her upcourt pass is going to be batted away. Stolen. Caitlin Folsom will dribble it down. Handle the ball like a guard. Feeds it over to Cody. Shoots and misses. But a whistle, and we'll have a foul in the lane on the other end. A slow call. And official from the far corner makes the call. It is a foul on Ian Liu. No, let me fix that. It is not on the Ravens. It is on Maggie Sanders of Rossville. So Maggie, with her first foul, Rossville's second. Ravens are going to bring it in. Half a minute to go in the first. Capri out on top to Caitlin. Back to Capri. She'll quickly launch a three and knock it down. Kepner. Her first point of the game. The Ravens go back in front now at 9-7. 20 seconds to go in the first. Here comes Rossville. They'll feed in the middle. Verdict in traffic. Goes up. Doesn't get it. MHMA with a basketball. 10 seconds. Going to have to hurry. Hundley into the forecourt. Drives it down the right side with six. Bumps it over to the left. Hannah Cody with three. Hannah with two. Puts up a prayer. It's off the mark. Rebound. And that quarter comes to an end. Low scoring and very strategic opening quarter. We've got a timeout of the floor after one in Eskridge, Kansas. Morehamon Academy 9, Rossville 7.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro External. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod installation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Eskridge, Kansas. The second quarter begins and the Lady Ravens will quickly put up a shot knocked down by Hannah Cody. MHMA with the lead. Turnaround shot. Going to be in and out. No good for Rossville. 11-7. Lady Ravens in front. Just underway in the second quarter. Coach Noel with the starting five of Capri Kechter, Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Huntley, and Caitlin Folsom out of the court. Top side with it is going to be Huntley over to the left. Lucy back out, Megan. Got a little zone defense being set up. They're trying to tempt the Ravens to shoot from the outside. Here's Folsom with it. Back out on top, Lucy. Bradfield, she will put up that shot. Doesn't. Goes back to the right side and into the corner to Cody. Underneath, here's Capri. Cross court it goes to Folsom. Out on top, Bradfield for three. No. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. And it is going to be Raven basketball. For Rossville, coming into the game for the first time, is going to be the senior 5'10" Connor, 5'7" Sawyer Bunk. 6:40 to go. Here's Caitlin, turns and shoots, and Folsom for two, her first bucket of the game. MHMA has blown up to a 6-point lead, up 13-7. Rossville really finding themselves having trouble with the Raven defense. Back it away. Riley Dick will go through way too hard. And a rebound is on the floor. It's going to be saved by the Dogs. And it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be off Folsom. Out of play. 6:15 to go in the opening half. 13-7 Rossville in front. Ravens will have the ball down to the baseline. Looking to bring it in. Comes out on top. Set shot. It's three. It's way short. And a rebound. Ravens. Rossville has hit two shots in the first, what now, 10 minutes of the game. We're 6 minutes to go in the first half. Capri will go a little two-handed push pass over to Folsom. She'll go three. It's way too strong. These teams are having a hard time judging and gauging the distances, and this is not a hard floor. Three-point shot missing on the other end. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Ravens. Capri, full kill, racing up the floor. Defense gets down there, cuts her off, surrounds her, and the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Riley Dick. She'll race up the court. Driving against Folsom. Runs and shoots. It's going to be lost away. Rebound, Ravens. Caitlin Folsom bringing it up the court again. This is the second time she's had to handle it like a guard. Stops at the top. Goes up to the right block. It's going to be batted away from Capri. She'll recover off the dribble. Put up a running shot that misses. And a rebound tipped away, pulled down by Rossville. 5:15 to go in the opening half, and we're going to get a dog timeout. Frustration across the face of head coach Derek Dick of Rossville. He'll take the break, and we're going to enjoy it. 5:13 to go. We're in the opening half in Eskridge, Kansas. It is Marshall Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 13, Rossville 7.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
On the campus of Mission Valley High School for this class 2A sub-state championship game. Marshall Mount Academy with the basketball. Rossville has just knocked down a shot coming out of the timeout. They've cut the Raven lead to four. Here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be blocked, but that's going to put the Ravens on the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Sawyer Bunk. It'll be her first. It'll be the first foul in the second quarter by either team. And coming to the line for the Ravens, Capri Kechner. Capri has 3 points. His free throw is good. Give her four now. Leading score in the game is Rossville's Nora Burdick with six. Also for Rossville, you've got Bristol Miller, the freshman, with 2 and 1 for Riley Dick. Second free throw for Kechner rolls around. It's going to fall in. Capri will get them both. 15-9. M.H. Jermaine for the second time by a half a dozen. 4.5 to go in the opening half. Welcome, everybody. Joe at the studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. The drive in the lane. The dish to the top. The kick to the right. Riley for three. Bingo. That is a thing Marshall Mount Academy cannot have. Riley Dick finding the range is now 15-12. And we've got 4:10 to go in the first half. The winner of this one goes to the state tournament. The loser will be the runner-up. Phoebe Kechner will go right side to Capri through a double team, misses her shot, and a rebound taken away by Riley, and then we're going to get a jump ball. Possession, Rossville. Out of the court right now. Wait, let me just reset this here. Lady Ravens are going to make another substitution. Let's set the five. We're going to have Caitlin Folsom and Capri Kechner, Hannah Cody, Phoebe Kechner, and rounding it out, Megan Hundley. Those are the Raven Five. The feet across to the baseline right, the lob to the top, the dish to the elbow, now to the baseline, a three, launch, and hit from deep to the right side for Rossville by Sawyer Bunk, and the game is that quickly tied. It is 15-15. Back-to-back 3-point shots by the Dogs. And Coach Snow going to take a timeout.
We're taking a break with the Ravens. 3:23 to go in the opening half. The seesaw game, we're tied at 15.
Life, it doesn't slow down, and neither should your health care. At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers care for every generation, from kids' checkups to adult wellness, and everything in between. Same-day appointments, preventative care, and providers who know you by name. When it comes to your family's health, stay close to home at one of our six locations. Visit us online at chcsks.org for more information. Community Healthcare System, to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Tonight's two-way Sun-State championship game. Ravens coming out of the timeout have gone to a motion offense. And now over to the right side, Hannah Cody comes out on top to Folsom. She'll change direction to the behind-the-back dribble, gets it again to Hannah. Over to the top side to Phoebe. The pass inside to Hannah. In the lane, twisting, turning, fires up a shot. It's off the middle, good for Cody. She's got four. 17-15, Ravens by a pair as we go inside 3 minutes ago in the opening half. Again, a low-scoring contest so far. From the right side, another three, and another hit! Back-to-back threes for Sawyer Bunk, who's coming off the bench to put Rossville back in front. 18-17, Dogs. 2.5 to go. The ball nearly stolen away, but nice job by Megan Hunley to rescue it. She'll pick it up on the dribble, takes it over to the right side of the free throw line, feeds into the lane to Phoebe. Phoebe twists and turns and travels. Ravens are going to give it back. Roscoe is going to get Bristol Miller back into the game. She's going to rotate out with Maggie Sanders. 2:22 to go, opening half. And for Roscoe, everybody was looking to see the offense, the production that we've heard so much about from Riley Dick. And right now, here she goes with the three. That's good, and there it is. She's hit a couple of threes in this quarter. Give her seven, and it is suddenly a 21-17 lead. Ravens trailing by four. 2 minutes to go in the first half. The hook pass over to the right side. Cody drives outside the block. Twist, turn, sling, shoots off the rim and gets another one. Hannah Cody uses the glass. Has six in the second quarter, keeping her team in the game at 21-19. The feed into the lane, the kick to the baseline, the drive to the block, the lob to the left side of the elbow. Back out on top. The dish out into the corner. The three. Boom! Again for Riley Dick. Back-to-back-to-back threes for Riley. She's got 10. 24-19. Ravens' deficit is 5. 1:20 to go in the opening half. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Folsom reaches in, tries to rescue it. It gets tied up. Possession arrow. MHMA. Maggie Sanders is going to come back in for Rossville. And back into the game for Morehill Mount Academy, it's going to be Audrey Hill. Audrey will do the inbound for the Lady Ravens from the right side of the lane. Out on top, Capri. And a defender slides in, tries to stop her, and will pick up a foul for her efforts. And that'll be the second foul of the game for Sawyer Bunk. How about this? Two fouls by Sawyer Bunk, both of them in the second quarter. The only two fouls by any team in the second quarter. Here's Capri. Her three misses. Rebound, Hannah. Underneath, it'll go to Caitlin. She's underneath the rim. Reverse layup. New. Rebound. Here comes Rossville. Now they'll push it up the floor. Cut it over to the right side. Riley will sidestep her defender. Reverse direction. Spins into the lane. Bounces over to the baseline. Jumps up from there. In and out. No. Rebound Capri. The defender reaches in. Nearly ties her up. But Capri's able to wrench the ball free. Brings it to the forecourt. And throws it out of bounds at the baseline. Nobody home. It's back to Rossville. Dogs are going to rotate into the game. Ellie Sanders back in. The Ravens are going to get Lucy Bradfield back in, taking out Capri. 49 seconds to go in a briskly moving first half. Because there are no fouls.
there's not been a lot of stoppage of play. Each team has taken a timeout, and that's been about it. This game moving fast. The feed will go to the right block. Well, still with the basketball. Kicks it back out on top. Half a minute to go with the half. Back over to the right side. Again, remember, no shot clock. They can take whatever time they feel like using, leading here by five. Way out on top of it is going to be Riley. She's got her heels in the center circle. Guarded top side by Lucy Bradfield. Back over to the left side. They'll bring Nora Burdick way up high. She's the five, playing it up at the high post. And oddly, she's working against the Ravens guard, Hannah Cody. And now we're going to get a Rossville timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 13 seconds left in the half. Timeout on the court. Rossville leading 24-19.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Down to the baseline, Rossville moves it out toward the top. Now kicks it into the middle. Quick shot goes up. No good. And they'll fight for the rebound. And we're going to get a Rossville foul on Nora Burdick. It'll be her first. And the Ravens are going to have it in play from the backcourt with 0.1 seconds. They're just going to throw it in and be done with the first half. And that's going to do it. The teams are exiting the board. Headed for the locker room. And we'll be back to talk about it. Halftime score here in Eskridge, Kansas. Rossville, 24. The Marham Academy Lady Ravens, 19. We'll be back to summarize the half for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
In a second quarter, that saw Rossville outscore Markham Mount Academy 17-10. The Lady Dogs go to the locker room with a 24-19 lead. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Rossville, Riley Dick had 1 point at the end of the opening quarter, but hit three-point shots in the second. She leads her team with 10. Half a dozen points in the first half for both Nora Burdick and Sawyer Bunk, who came off the bench to hit a pair of threes. And two in the first half for Bristol Miller. How about for MHMA? Very, very balanced scoring. Hannah Cody leads the way with 6. Capri Keckner with 5. Then 2 each for Megan Hunley and Caitlin Folsom and Phoebe Keckner and Audrey Hill. Fouls? Early on, it looked like they were going to be a problem. Capri Keckner picked up 2 early first quarter fouls, never left the game, and then never picked up another foul. And in fact,
Morehouse Mount Academy did not commit a foul in the second quarter. So, no one in foul trouble for MHMA, for Rossville. Sawyer Bunk, who hit those couple of threes in that second quarter, well, she picked up her only two fouls in the second. So, she's got two. No one really in any foul trouble whatever. I think a lot of people coming into the game, talking to the crowd, people who are familiar with both of these clubs, and I think the general feeling was, we're going to see a whole lot of points here tonight. Well, the defenses have shown up. We are not seeing the points. We are seeing a hard-fought game, and the officials are letting them fight it out, and it has been exciting. We're going to be back and bring you the second half live here from the campus of Mission Valley High School in Eskridge, Kansas. This is Class 2A Sub-State Championship game. But with that intermission score, Rossville 24, the Lady Ravens of Orange Hillmount Academy 19. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio. He's got you some championship halftime.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got a heck of a game coming to you tomorrow, as we will have Atchison versus Hayden. It's the boys' basketball game at 5 p.m. right here at your hometown hit leader, Hot Country 93.7. Good evening. I'm Joseph Kerr with you. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'll be returning to the Rossville versus Morehouse Mount Academy girls game in just a few minutes.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look at some of the finals that we've got to report in the area. As Tom mentioned, in the girls' Valley Heights Linden game, it was Valley Heights 57, Linden 39. Boys finals, we had Hiawatha fall to Heritage Christian with a final of Heritage Christian 63, Hiawatha 55. Axtell boys topped Lynn 77-52. And in this game at the half, we've got the Rossville ladies leading the Marhill Mount Academy ladies 27-19. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast.
A tornado watch remains in effect. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, with thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 35. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. As we mentioned, we are underneath a tornado watch at this time. That means the conditions are good for tornado formation. We're not under a warning yet. The line of thunderstorms is basically stretching from Hutchinson up through Salina and Manhattan, crossing all the way up through to Seneca, with the more severe thunderstorms in the immediate listening area, and another set of thunderstorms rolling up from Wichita along the turnpike toward Topeka. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute or so.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Mission Valley High School, Eskridge, Kansas, where we're just getting underway with the second half. And let me tell you, for just a couple of seconds in, Roscoe puts the ball in play. Head for the basket. Three-point shot put up by Riley Dick. She gets fouled and is now at the free throw line for three free throws. She hits the first and second. It is the third foul of the game and the first foul of the third quarter by Capri Kettner. And all three free throws good for Riley Dick. And suddenly it is a 27-19, eight-point lead for Rossville. Just underway in the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering and handling things back at the Care Sports studio. A little hook pass that the ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll come back getting into the Ravens from their baseline. MHMA with the starting five out there. Capri Kechner, Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Hunley, and Caitlin Folsom. Ravens looking it in, and go way out on top. Caitlin between the circles takes the pass, works her way back and in, twists, turns, puts a shot up and misses it. And rebound is going to be wrenched free and taken back by Nora Burdick. Here comes Rossville. Russell up the floor, driving, shooting, missing the driving layup. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Capri. She settled the game with those three fouls. She'll go coast to coast and miss the driving layup. Back down with it will come Rossville and Nora Burdick. Burdick is going to have it knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be off. Rossville. Everybody in the house, including both players out in the backcourt, thought it was going to be Rossville ball, but the official emphatically says no. It'll belong to the Ravens. So Morehamount Academy getting a break. Got to take advantage here. 6:56 to go in the third quarter. Here's a running shot for the right side. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good. Phoebe has come into the game. No, Lucy. That's Lucy. Lucy Bradfield hits her first point of the game. 27-21. Lady Dogs in front. We're at 6:40 to go in the third quarter. The ball over to the right side. Riley has it in front of the Rossville bench. She'll drive it up toward the top. Gets bumped a couple of times. No foul. And again, the officials letting it play again. Championship basketball. That's kind of how that's done. Here's a little hook pass over to the outside. Still keeping it above the three-point ring. Kick back to the right to Burdick. She'll go on the floor one time. Dump pass over to the left. On the court once, twice. Feeds across. And we got contact, a foul, and more free throws coming up for Rossville. And again, as the foul is on Megan Huntley, it'll be her first. Ravens' second foul of the third quarter. And at the line for Rossville, looking for her first point of the game, is Maggie Sanders. Maggie's free throw is in there. So Maggie coming to the line. She's a 5'4" senior for Rossville. Takes her time and looks it over. Eyes up the second shot. Puts it on its way and in. 29-21. Again, the 8-point lead for the Dogs with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Capri Kettner into the forecourt. Now begins her drive. Plays off the screen. Goes all the way to the baseline. Feeds it across to the left. The shot for Cody for three. Kicked out. No good. Burdick with a rebound. Gets it over to Riley and into the forecourt. Here comes Rossville. Riley Dick will work her way over to the left side. It's a 28-foot mark. Now she'll cut out to the top. Driving out on top is going to be Folsom to defender. Now the feed to the baseline. The kick to the top. Burdick will have it. Top of the key. Starts to drive in. Goes in through Folsom. Misses the shot. And on the rebound, a foul on Burdick. The foul is going to be the second of the game for Rossville's Nora Burdick. She has 6 points in the game, has not scored yet in the second half. Here comes Morehamount Academy with 5.5 to go in the third quarter, setting up by 8. Kettner and Cody talk about the game a little bit as they walk up the floor with the basketball. Kettner will feed into the lane. Folsom gets the bucket. Caitlin Folsom up to 4 points now, and it's 29-23. 5:15 to go. Baseline three, launch too strong. Rebound, Raven. Cody coming up into basketball. She'll work her way into the forecourt, take it over to the left side, stop in front of head coach Luke Noel. Dump it over to the wing. The feed outside, back and in. Folsom, double team, twisting, turning, and we're going to get a foul call. Two defenders collapse, and the foul is going to be on Rossville. I think it's going to be Maggie Sanders, second. So team fouls are even at 2 apiece as we're inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 29-23, Rossville in front of Morehamount Academy. This girls' championship game in Class 2A. Turnaround shot, Capri, nope. Rebound, Burdick. She comes down with the basketball and brings it up the floor herself. Deborah looks to her left, looks over to the right. Kicks it over to Riley. She'll cut in. Go in. Go up. Driving layup. Good. Riley Dick for two more. 31-23. And for the third time, Rossville goes up by 8. Ravens, as the ball comes to midcourt, going to take a timeout. We're taking a break, Joseph. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rossville Lady Dogs 31, Morehamount Academy 23.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Welcome back to high school playoff basketball on Care Radio this evening. Here's a quick turnaround shot. Caitlin Foles about the inbound play. No good. Rebounding it in. It's going to be Burdick, and here comes Rossville. They'll walk into the forward court. Bristol Miller brings it down. She comes top of the key. Finds over to the left side. They'll run a little motion. Bring it back out on top. It's going to be the shot from the top. It's a three. No good. Offensive board. Put back up and put in. The little turnaround bucket by Bridget Miller gives her four. And is now 33-23. Ravens down 10. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. And the shot for the Ravens goes up. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off Capri. It is Rossville basketball. And quickly, the Dogs are going to go to the bench. You're going to get Lucy Mitchell and Maggie Sanders in the game. Maggie will come back in. She started Lucy, or Lily, rather. Lily Mitchell, a 5-foot, 5-inch senior. Walking it up the floor. Here comes Rossville. Riley will bring it across at the center. Jumps it over to the left elbow. MHMA in a close player defense. They've extended the floor. Following the ball way out as high as it goes. Rossville works it back over to the left side and taking advantage of the fact that there is no shot clock. They go all the way back out to the center circle. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Hannah Cody. Now Marham Mount Academy is going to take Branfield and Hunley out of the game. Audrey Hill comes back in, as does Phoebe Keckner. Dogs put it in play. 3:10 and counting to go in the third. Back over to the right side. Rossville pushes it off on top. Mitchell dumps it over to the right side to Sanders. Now the feet. Anybody? He's going to be batted free, stolen. Here comes MHMA. Coast to coast. The shot up and good. Counted plus one. Nice play for Hannah Cody. She is her team's leading scorer by a big margin. Hannah has 8 points. Capri Kickner has 5. Four for Caitlin Folsom. No one else with more than 2. Coming to the free throw line to complete the 3-point play, it is Marhill Mount Academy and senior Hannah Cody. She'll send it up high, arcing and good. Hannah with 9. 33-26. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rossville back up the floor. They're going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. And again, they'll drive in, go in, and stepping in front, trying to cut it off. That will be, I believe, the 4th foul on Capri. How long does she stay in the game? She's been in foul trouble from the opening quarter, but has not left the floor due to the fouls. But perhaps I see her making her way over toward the bench. As Rossville and Riley Jake will come to the free throw line. Her first shot is good. Capri comes off the floor. Megan Hunley is back in. Left side of the lane is Phoebe. Right side is going to be Caitlin and Audrey. Second free throw is good. You'll also have then Hannah Cody and Megan Hunley. Riley Dick has hit that free throw. She's hit, 5 in a row, 6 of 7. Ball's knocked away on top. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Rossville. They'll drive it down and smartly bring it back out on top. Did not try to rush that shot. The defense was getting down there very quickly for the Ravens, and Rossville's going to back it away a little bit. Feet into the lane. The 12-footer up a good plus one. Count the bucket for Nora Burdick. She's got eight. Coming to the free throw line with a chance at number nine. The foul by the Ravens is on Hannah Cody. It will be her second. Morehill Mount Academy picks up their fourth team foul of the third quarter with 2:16 to go. The free throw is in, completing the three-point play. 38-26. Ravens now down a dozen. It's 2:14 to go in the third. Comes up with the basketball. It's got Anna Lou in the game. Feeds in the middle of Caitlin. She will drive, shoot, shot, no. Rebound to go back down. It's Burdick. Here comes Rossville. Caitlin bumping and pushing and bumping, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Wow, that is a remarkable call and a big break for the Lady Ravens. To the dismay the many Rossville fans who are here on hand. Here come the Ravens. They need to begin a bounce back comeback with less than 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Trailing by a dozen. The feed will go to Folsom. Off the block. Easy up and in. Caitlin has a half a dozen. 38-28. With a minute 40 to go in the third. Riley Jick into the forecourt. Head coach Derek Jick on his feet. Directing traffic. He's like a traffic cop over in front of the bench. And now the Dogs are just going to play catch, top side. Right side. Now, dribbles in a couple of steps and dribbles back out on top. Swings it all the way across the floor to the left side, back over to the right with a minute 15 to go. Rossville, no hurry. Going to try to force the Ravens to break out of that defense. Riley will have it on top. Hannah Cody chases her. Little screen. Riley will step inside, goes three. It's going to be short. Rebound, saved down by Rossville. The long two. Rims off, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Folsom and Raven. Do a great job defensively, prevent the shot, and come back up with a basketball in the last minute, now the third. Trailing by 10. Big possession for the Ravens. They'd love to go to the fourth quarter with a single-digit deficit. The pass out of top, stolen. Stepped in front of him. Racing down the court. Going to the left side, bringing it out on top, and then losing the handle on the double dribble. Rossville had just gone to the bench and run into the game. Sawyer Bunk, the freshman. And as she stepped in front of the pass and stole it away, running down the court, just got it carried away a little bit. Turns it over. And the Ravens are going to get it back 37 seconds ago. And Rossville has gotten much smaller. They've taken out Nora Burdick in the middle to give her a little rest. The feed comes into Caitlin. They'll take advantage of the size difference, and we're going to get a foul. Caitlin will come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The whistle on Bristol Miller. It'll be her first foul. And at the line is Caitlin Folsom. She's got 6 points, and that free throw won't quite go. One more shot coming up for the MHMA senior. Cody on the left side of the lane. Phoebe on the right side of the lane. Second free throw. On its way. Got it. Caitlin Folsom. 7 points. And it's 38-29. 25 seconds and counting toward the end of the third quarter. Again, the Dogs are going to get in the fourth quarter. They're going to slow this thing way, way, way down. Bring it back out on top. Play to the left side. Go into the corner. We're going to get a Raven foul. It's going to be on Megan. And both teams now in the bonus. Rossville will come to the free throw line. Megan Hundley's second foul. For the Ravens, Capri with four. Hannah has two, and Megan has two. No one else with more than one. For Rossville, Nora Burdick with three. Sanders and Bunk each with two. First free throw, it is up. It is good. 39-29, 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Capri comes back in. I'm surprised to see her come in with 9 seconds to go in this quarter, but maybe she'd wait for the fourth. Second free throw, also good. 40-29. Ravens up the floor. Here comes Hannah. Jumps it over to the left. Your crossbow pass is knocked away. Picked back up. Capri drives and shoots and gets the bucket at the buzzer. That was why they put her in tonight. Get a quick score. She converts it, and we go to the fourth quarter in Eskridge. After three in this last 2A, something title game. It's Rossville, Bourne, Moorhill-Mount Academy, 31.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Doc Rohr State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Doc Rohr State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Fourth quarter in Eskridge. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, and they've got their work cut out for them, trailing by nine. It is 40-31, Rossville, in this girls' game. Here comes Capri, over to the left side. The three shot, up and missing for Lucy. Rebound, pulled down by the Dogs. And if you're MHMA, you're going to have to throw caution to the wind a little bit. And have to probably get very aggressive, going to have to push things, and you're going to probably have to take the risk of committing a foul. They need the ball back, and Rossville, again, is just taking the air out of it. They'll bring it out on top, leading it by nine, 7.5 to go in the game. Got the starting five back in there for Rossville, and now as the drive goes into the lane, we're going to get a Raven foul. The whistle on Hannah Cody. It will be her third. Capri Catherine with four, Hannah Cody with three, Megan Huntley with two fouls for Moorhill-Mount Academy. The inbound to the left side of the lane, and the lob back out on top goes to Riley. 7:20 to play. And Riley, standing in the center circle, just out there dribbling the ball, and no Raven up challenging her, so there's no count. She can stand up there and do that for the next 7 minutes until her defender comes up and picks her up. Now she'll swing it over to the left side, gets it in the middle of Burdick. Burdick feeds inside, it's going to be battered away, it goes on the floor, and do we get a foul call? Thought maybe they knocked the ball away. We're going to know we're going to have a foul on Rossville. The official comes over and says it is on Ellie Sanders. Ellie picking up her first foul of the game, and it'll be Rossville team foul one of the fourth. Again, the Ravens, as I scan the floor, have the starting five. Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Huntley, and Caitlin Folsom. Inside 7 minutes to play in the game. The feed to Folsom. A beautiful pass. She goes through a couple of defenders, and the pass is going to come out on top. It'll be saved by Capri. So start right, drive left, put up a little Benny Hop off the way. It'll be good. Capri knocking down another two. Seven for Keckner. And it's 40-33. The Ravens looking to battle back. And we're going to get a Rossville timeout. Taking a break with 6.5 to go in the game. Lady Dogs 40, Lady Ravens 33.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here we go. Back to action. Class 2A. Sub-state championship game. Rossville with the ball. The drive will go into the middle. And an attack in the basket now is Rossville. They've changed the philosophy from burning time to attacking the rim. And as Nora Brody drives in, she's going to be fouled. It'll be the first stop of the game for Lucy Bradfield. The free throw? Yep. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not looking to throw a number out right now and change history, but Rossville has been very good at the free throw line tonight. First shot there for Nora is good. It is her ninth point of the game. The second free throw is also good. It is now 42-33. 6:20 left in the game. And here's Hannah Cody. Out on top. We're going to get the player defense. Gets it over to Capri, who again just goes into the middle. Bunny hops, crashes in, and we're going to get a foul called on the dog. Foul is going to be on Sawyer Bunk. It'll be her third. And right now, even with four fouls, Coach Noel has no option but to tell Capri, just go. And without her scoring, they're not going to be able to come from behind in this. Now the ball is loose on the floor, and it's going to be stepped on the baseline. Which way is it going to go? It's going to be Raven basketball. 6 minutes to play. MHMA will inbound it at the left side of the lane with Megan Hundley doing the inbound work. Looks it in, goes over to Hannah. She'll twist and turn and can't get a shot away. Horses it up anyway and knocks down another one. Great game for Hannah Cody. It is 42-35. And now we'll have a foul on Cody on the upcourt play. And again, for MHMA, they have to be a little more aggressive. Now both Capri Kechner and Hannah Cody with four fouls each. Now Capri will come out of the game. Phoebe will check in for her. This is probably an offense-defense switch with MHMA on defense. Yeah, they're going to do the same thing, taking Hannah Cody out of the game and going to bring Audrey Hill in. So he's taking out, Coach Noel, is two players with four fouls on the defensive side of the ball. 5:45 to play in the game. Ross over the basketball, leading it by seven. Attack of the bucket, kick it over to the right side to bring it back out on top. Dog to go back door on the court one time. In traffic, shot is up and missing. Rebound is being tipped out. It's going to be pulled down by the Raven. Audrey had it, lost it, saves it. Just was able to keep it in play on the far side, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. We're taking a break with 5:29 to go in the game. MHMA looking to battle back. They trail 42-35.
Circle service. Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome you back and happy to have you along with us for this exciting Class 2A Sub-State Championship ball game here in Eskridge, Kansas at Mission Valley High School. Morehill Mount Academy trying to come from behind. We've got 5:15 to go in the ball game. 15-foot shot up off the back limit of the rim, no good. Rebound again, it's going to be Burdick, and here comes Rossville. Jumps into the forecourt. They'll run it down the left side. Attack the basket. Drive in, go up. One-handed floaters up and good. And so for Rossville, the philosophy has become as Miller hits her sixth point of the game. Quit trying to delay. Continue to do what they've been doing all game. Attack the bucket. out on top. Folsom goes three. It'll be short and rebound on the floor. Out of bounds. It is Roscoe basketball. 4:50 to play in the game. 44-35, dogs out front. And again, the offense defense switched by Coach Noel, getting his two players, Capri Kettner and Hannah Cody, to have four fouls each, getting them off the floor when they are on defense. For Rossville, Riley Dick, 19 points in the game, has not yet scored in the fourth quarter. They'll double up the basketball, will the Ravens, and a foul gets called. They will assess this to Phoebe Keckner, and for Phoebe, it is only her first foul today. Rossville is going to rotate, taking Maggie Sanders out and bringing Ellie Sanders in. 4:40 to go. Inbound out on top to Nora Burdick. Nora's been good. She's got height, and she's strong and active in the middle. Here's a shot from the outside for three, coming up a little bit short. Rebounding down is going to be Riley Dick, and now she loses control of the basketball. Ravens are going to pick it up and cut up the floor. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the ballgame. 44-35, Rossville out front. Ravens still in this game. Here's a feed over to the left side. They look into the middle. There's no room. Twisting, turning. Lucy will bring it out to Hundley, and her driving shot is going to miss, but she got fouled. The whistle is on Rossville's Bristol Miller. So for Bristol, it'll be foul number two. For Rossville, it'll be team foul three. The Ravens have committed four. So each MHMA foul is going to put Rossville at the free throw line. But right now, the Ravens have it into the baseline. A quick up and miss, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. MHMA basketball. 4:08 to play. And now I think the officials are going to talk about which way this ball is going to go. I really was thinking that it was Raven basketball. The officials are going to come to a meeting and say, no, it is Rossville ball. And again, the switch to take Keckner and Cody out. Nearing the midpoint of the fourth quarter. The season winding down for one of these two teams. And what a great year they've had, and what a great postseason for both of these teams. How about this? Rossville comes into the game, the number 9 seed in this sub-state, 13-10 coming into the game tonight. Spinning shot in the lane is up and no good. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds. Raven basketball. Bar Hill Mount Academy comes in tonight, 18-7. Number 4 in this sub-state. And back in for the Ravens will come the offensive team. Rossville got here by knocking off, first of all, Mission Valley, the home team, the host team, and then knocking off the number 1 seed, Kansas City Christian, from Arkham Out Academy. Well, they defeated Northern Heights and then had an exciting 1-point win over Horton. Here comes the Lady Raven offense. Folsom, left side of the lane, has to bring it back out on top to Cody. 3.5 to go in the game. Hannah at the free throw line, twists and turns and leans and shoots it. They're going to call a travel. So the Ravens are going to turn it over, and again, we're going to get the switch out. Phoebe and Audrey coming in. Also out on the floor for the Ravens, you've got Ann Wu. 3:20 to play. Clock moving along fast. And now into the fourth quarter comes Riley. She'll dump it into the corner. The feet into the lane. Burdick dishes across. All alone. Left side layup in. And it's a Ravens hard pursuit of basketball. They left the back door open. Bristol Miller has 8. And it's 46-35. 3:05 to go. And we got a Raven timeout. We're taking a break. 3:05 left in the game. Again, it is Rossville 46, Markham Academy 35.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. We'll be right back.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ravens put the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Anna Cody drives into the lane, loses the handle, picks it back up, dishes it out on top. Three-point shot, Caitlin, online but short. Rebound pulled back down by Capri, up and in. It's a plus one, Capri Kettner. That will be her ninth and potential 10th points of the game. Anna Cody right now leading Markham Out Academy with her 13. 46-37, free throw, good, 46-38. 2:50 to play. And again, Riley Dick will walk up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Gets it there to Sawyer Bunk. Here's Riley with it. Out on top to Maggie Sanders. Back over to Riley. She'll drive, twist into the lane, goes in, goes up, and they'll have a Raven foul. They tried to box her, keep her out. And the foul is going to be Megan Hundley's third. 2:31 to play. We are going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the game. The free throw's up and good. And again, as she collects her 20th point, Riley Dick has been, like her team, remarkable at the free throw line. Just remarkable. Second free throw, yes. 48-38 as we're inside 2.5 minutes to go. Capri with the ball. Slides right, comes off the screen, goes in. Bunny hops it. Again, gets all those extra steps and puts it up and in. Capri for two more. 48-40. Ravens not giving up for 2:10 to play. Here comes Riley, passes up the shot, brings it back on top. Brings it to the point to Burdick. Back to Riley. 2 minutes to play. Riley gets pushed, and finally, we're going to get the foul. This will be Megan Hundley picking up her fourth. So now, Capri Kickner, Hannah Cody, and Megan Hundley with four fouls each. And again, Rossville coming to the free throw line. The shot? Yep. One more free throw coming up for Rossville. I can't wait till at the end of the game to recap the number that they've hit. And she hits it again. 50-40 Rossville with a minute 50 to play. Time running out. The pass over to the left side, out on top to Hannah. Cody looks to the middle, kicks it back over to Hundley. Megan out on top, Folsom goes three, it's a little short. And a rebound, Rossville. A minute and a half to play. Riley Dick will walk it up the floor, and the Ravens are going to set up defensively in the forecourt. Riley guarded by Megan. And we're going to get a Rossville timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with only a minute 25 to play. It's Rossville 50, Markham Out Academy's Lady Ravens 40.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at giantcom.net.
Everybody wants to have their home or office
fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
We return to the 2A championship game here in the sub-state. The ball comes in play, and quickly, Orham Academy is going to commit the foul. This is going to be on Phoebe Kettner. It'll be only her second, but both teams are going to be in the bonus. And coming to the free throw line for Rossville is Bristol Miller. Bristol has not had a free throw tonight. Her first one is good. For Morehill Mount Academy, they have hit one three-point shot in the game. Capri Keckner hit one in the opening quarter. Nothing else from outside for the Ravens tonight. The long shot just not going to go in. Second free throw up and good by Bristol. And Rossville hitting free throws in a just more than phenomenal way. Absolutely remarkable. And now we're going to get a Rossville foul. And I guarantee you, that's not what Coach wanted. Going to let the Ravens come to the free throw line for a couple of shots with no time coming off the clock. It'll be Riley collecting her second foul. And at the line, Hannah Cody. Hannah leads their team right now, I think, in scoring. Yes. First of two free throws. Got it. Two of two at the free throw line. 14 points for Hannah. Capri Keckner has 12. One more shot coming up for the Lady Ravens senior. On its way, will be a little short, rebound, and there's a foul. Caitlin doing everything she could to try to steal that ball back. And we will go to the other end of the floor. For Caitlin Folsom, no foul issue. She's now with two. A minute 7 left. At the free throw line for Rossville, it'll be Nora Burdick. Free throw is good. I just can't wait to tell you this free throw number, only because it's so absolutely phenomenal. One more shot for Nora. And yes. 54-41. A minute 10 left. Here are the Ravens. Over to the right side. Now they'll feed in the middle. The ball is going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rossville basketball. It's off the ankle of Capri. And I'm surprised the Ravens are still doing the offense-defense switch right now. With 57 seconds to go, there are three players with four fouls each rotate out of the game. But now we're going to get MHMA putting up a little full court pressure. They're going to press hard on this inbound play. Rossville from deep in the backcourt. They'll skip it in. Two defenders will surround the basketball, and very quickly, the foul will be called. And the foul is going to be on Ann Liu. That'll be her first of the game. And we'll go to the other end of the court, where Riley will be at the line for a couple of free throws and hit that one. Four seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens down 14. What a great season they have had, though. Second free throw is good. 56-41. In the last minute of the game, driving down Capri, they're going to say she gets bumped and will come to the line for a couple of shots. It'll be Bristol Miller picking up that foul. So Bristol, the 5'7" freshman, collects the foul, and Capri's free throw falls away. One more shot for Capri Keckner. Rossville has worked its way through this bracket. Coming in as the number 19. The second free throw is also not going to be good. Rebounding it down is going to be Rossville. Coming up the floor, a little bump, a little foul, and that's going to be Caitlin with her third. 44 seconds left. And back to the free throw line again comes Rossville. It's going to be Nora. Free throw. Rims out. That is shocking. Nora's second free throw. Misses it. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. No foul. Goes up. No foul. It's on the floor. Gets her own rebound. Burdick brings it out on top. 35 seconds ago, and we're going to get a Rossville timeout. The official runs up. And did they get a timeout? Or what's happened here? We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. The official runs up, and the Rossville coaching staff is up, and they thought he was calling a timeout. And I think there's a little confusion, and apparently he was not. So it is going to be Rossville basketball. 36 seconds left. No timeout. They're going to be putting in play right here at the end of the scorer's table. Back door, inbound, on the floor once, up, and a foul hold by Caitlin. She just could not, and I understand it completely, could not allow that to go uncontested. And now four of the Lady Ravens starting five have four fouls each. And Nora Burdick, who just missed two free throws, comes up and hits that one. Dogs starting to come off the floor. Senior Riley Dick and senior Maggie Sanders exit. Junior 5'4" Tatum Miller is in as the second free throw is also good for Nora Burdick. Half a minute to go. The drive, the shot blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. Capri had driven down and the foul or the shot blocked. No foul by Burdick. And now Rossville is going to bring 5'11" freshman Berkeley Hummel into the game. And now Rossville is going to bring in 5'5" freshman Maya Donovan into the game as all the starters exit. Ravens are going to bring it in. The three for Hannah. No. Rebound tipped around. It'll be saved by Megan Hunley. Feeds to Capri. Shoots it. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Rossville. Dogs coming up with the basketball, and they're going to walk it up the floor. Coach Noel says, don't foul. 10 seconds left. They got to get it across the timeline, and that is going to do it. The final score tonight, Rossville, 58, Marham Mount Academy, 41. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Hi, this is Brooke from Union State Bank of Atchison. I'm proud to work with the community-minded bank staff. We team together to help you with personal, auto, and mortgage loans, credit cards, CDs, commercial and ag loans, and our popular cashback rewards checking account. Visit one of our 8 branches soon to learn more. We're in Atchison, Horton, McLouth, Oskaloosa, and Everest, Kansas, Gower and Plattsburgh, Missouri, and Shoal Creek in North KC. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Well, the presentation of the runner-up and championship of the sub-state, the plaques have been handed out, and it's the celebration right now by the Rossville fans out of the court. Let's recap this game. First of all, for Rossville, Riley Dick, We knew she was a scorer. We knew she had great offensive skills. 25 points tonight. Nora Burdick, 15. And double figures also for Bristol Miller with 10. Half a dozen for Sawyer Bunk and 2 tonight for Maggie Sanders. From our Hillman Academy, how about Hannah Cody? 14. And Capri Keckner, a dozen. 7 for Caitlin Folsom. 2 each for Lucy Bradfield and Megan Hunley. Phoebe Keckner and Audrey Hill. Okay, I was talking about the free throw numbers. And here, let me just throw them out at you, and you can draw your own conclusions. From our Hillman Academy, 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Kind of probably pretty middle of the road kind of a game, 6 of 10. Rossville, 25 of 28 at the free throw line. Phenomenal free throw shooting. And a matter of fact, until Nora Burdick had missed 2 a little bit late, they were like 23 of 24. Remarkable. So anyway, Rossville moves on to the state tournament at 14-10 as the number 9 seed. Hillman Academy is going to wrap up a phenomenal season at 18-8. And for the Lady Ravens, great bunch of seniors are going to move on with graduation as Ava Trevino and Hannah Cody and Lou and Caitlin Folsom, all seniors for head coach Luke Knoll. Raven fans turned out great number tonight to support their team. But again, the final score this evening, it's Rossville, 58, Birmingham Academy, 41. Now, here's the deal. It is still Friday night basketball, and that means that coming up here pretty shortly, if you scan the dial over to 103.9, it'll be Jake and Bonds and the high school basketball scoreboard show. They're going to be covering all the teams from all the sub-states. They're going to set up how the state tournament is going to shape up after the Friday night games. And then, of course, tomorrow here on Care Radio, hold on to your hat. We've got a great one. It'll be coming to you from Atchison as the Phoenix. You're going to be playing host to Hayden in the Class 4A Boys Substate Championship game. You're going to hear that live here on Care. And, again, check the time, 5 o'clock tomorrow here on Care Radio, the Phoenix and the Hayden Wildcats. It will be probably an instant classic. Hey, thanks for having joined us here this evening. Again, a final score from Eskridge, Kansas, the Mission Valley, Class 2A Girls Substate, Rossville 58, Martin Hillman Academy 41, and until we reach you next time. For Joseph, well done, as always, young man. Appreciate it all. Joseph in the studio doing the work. Tom Counts here in the gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.